Going to read with us tonight. We're going to read some out of the book of Acts, the 17th chapter. 17th chapter of the book of Acts. Very familiar scripture, I know. Seventeenth chapter. We're going to start with the 16th verse. Now, while Paul waited for them at Athens, his spirit was stirred in him when he saw the city wholly given to idolatry. Therefore disputed he in the synagogue with the Jews and with the devout persons, and in the market daily with them that met with him. Then certain philosophers of the Epicureans and of the Stoics encountered him. And some said, "What will this babbler say?" Others, "Some, he seemeth to be a setter forth of strange gods, because he preached unto them Jesus and the resurrection." And they took him and brought him in unto Areopagus, saying, "May we know what this new doctrine whereof thou speakest is? For thou bringest certain strange things to our ears. We would know therefore what these things mean." For all the Athenians and strangers which were there spent their time in nothing else but to either to tell or to hear some new thing. Then Paul stood in the midst of Mars Hill and said, "Ye men of Athens, I perceive that in all things you are too superstitious. For as I passed by and beheld your devotions, I found an altar with this inscription, 'To the unknown God, whom therefore ye ignorantly worship, him declare I unto you. God that made the world and all things therein, seeing that he is Lord of heaven and earth, dwelleth not in temples made with hands, neither is worshipped with men's hands, as though he needed anything, seeing he giveth to all life and breath and all things, and hath made of one blood all nations of men for to dwell on all the face of the earth, and hath determined the times before appointed and the bounds of their habitation, that they should seek the Lord, if haply they may feel after him and find him, though he be not far from every one of us. For in him we live and move and have our being, as certain also of your own poets have said, for we are also his offspring. For as much then as we are the offspring of God, we ought not to think that the Godhead is like unto gold or silver or stone graven by art and man's device. And the times of this ignorance God winked at, but now commandeth all men everywhere to repent, because he hath appointed a day in the which he will judge the world in righteousness by that man whom he hath ordained, whereof he hath given assurance unto all men in that he hath raised him from the dead. And when they heard of the resurrection of the dead, some mocked, and others said, "We will hear thee again of this matter." So Paul departed from among them. Howbeit certain men clave unto him and believed, among the which was Dionysius, the Areopagite, and a woman named Damaris, and others with him. Now, maybe correctly reading, that's reading a portion of the 17th chapter of the book of Acts. We've already said this is some very familiar scripture. Some, no doubt, you've probably heard preached on many a time. But nonetheless, this is what we have. So you pray for us for just a minute that we might be able to get ourselves out of the way. Just do that. We feel the Lord's laid on our hearts. Scripture says here, it makes mention that Paul, as he waited around there at Athens, he watched and he learned and he found out real quickly that the people was given over to idolatry. And then he went on that around Mars Hill, and it said, then Paul stood in the midst of Mars Hill and said, "Ye men of Athens, I perceive that in all things you are too superstitious." He said, "You're just too superstitious. You've got altars. They had altars all around to different ones, but they had one to the unknown God." And he said, "Him shall I declare unto you." I want to talk just a little bit tonight, God being our helper, about this same thing that Paul had said. He said, "Him declare I unto you." And he started and he made mention about what God done. He said, "God that made the world and all things therein, seeing that he is Lord of heaven and earth, dwelleth not in temples made with hands." So we find here that Paul, my friend, started real quick about what this God had done, about what God was and who he was and what he was not. And the Bible says here that he had made the world and all things therein, the heavens and the earth. And brethren, then he said, he dwelleth not in temples made with hands. There's something, my friend, if you'll remember back in the Old Testament, that brethren, when they started in the days of Moses, brethren, they hauled the Lord around on some staves. And you say, "Preacher, that's the Ark of the Covenant." Yeah, but that's where the mercy seat was, and that's where God dwelt with them and met with them. And brethren, and they'd take the tabernacle and set it up, and brethren, then they'd take it down, and they'd move, and brethren, go to another place. But he says here, and he says, "God dwelleth not in temples made with hands." And my friend, brethren, things change. It most certainly did. You know the scripture and that David said. My friend, how that David, it is in heart, the heart of David to build that of a house for God. And God said, "Not so." And my friend, and he told David why David could not build the house. And my friend, but it didn't stop him. And my friend, it didn't stop him from getting everything ready. And my friend, getting everything in gathering it together. And my friend, and even charging that of Solomon. And my friend, how to build this building. And my friend, for God, you know they had a pattern. And my friend, of how things were to be. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Paul said, my friend, that he dwelleth not in the temple. My friend, made with hands. My friend, God made all things. Brethren, and he would not dwell in a temple. My friend, made with hands. Why was that? He had changed things. My friend, things was a little different. He said, neither is worshipped. My friend, with men's hands. My friend, as though he had need of anything. My friend, brethren, he don't. He didn't need one thing that man had. My friend, or could bring to him. My friend, or could conjure up. My friend, no, sir, or could build. And brethren, what does God look like? You know they made, my friend, images in those days. My friend, and brethren, that man still makes images. My friend, they most certainly do. Yes, they do. My friend, I don't know. I've got no clue in this world. My friend, what Jesus looks like. My friend, naturally speaking. My friend, I know we've all seen pictures. My friend, there's one hanging right there. My friend and brethren, I guess for that day, and that time and that era, that's probably as good, my friend, as we'll get. My friend, but brethren, he put on the robe of flesh. My friend, and the fact of it is, when he'd get in a crowd, my friend, they couldn't find him. My friend, so he must have looked about like the rest of them. My friend, mustn't he? Yes, sir. Yes, sir. But listen, my friend, brethren, when he spoke, my friend, had he done the miracles that he done? My friend, they said never a man spoke like this man. My friend, nor this has no man can do this. My friend, brethren, and they couldn't. My friend, why a preacher is prophesied about him, brethren, and the things that he would do. My friend, he had opened the blinded eyes. My friend, he had set at liberty the captive. My friend, and that he had preached the acceptable year of the Lord. Would he not? My friend, and that's what he done. My friend, you can rest assured. My friend, brethren, that Jesus accomplished. My friend, that his Father sent him to do. Yes, he did. Yes, sir. And I want my friend, go just a little bit further. My friend, Paul. Paul already had their attention. My friend, brethren, and he said, he wasn't going to draw no image. My friend, no, he wouldn't. Brethren, he wasn't going to paint on a picture. My friend, of Jesus. My friend, but he is going to tell them, my friend, how to worship him. My friend, yes, sir, that made all things. My friend, yes, he did. The fact of it is, my friend, he made the tree that they carved. Yes, sir. My friend, it's amazing today we think that we can, my friend, give God something. My friend, brethren, it's pretty hard for the creature he made, my friend, to give him anything. My friend, accept. My friend, live for him. My friend, which is your reasonable service. My friend, is that not right? My friend, live righteously. Yes, sir, for the Lord Jesus Christ. The Bible says here, at night, friend, brethren, that he went on. He said he's not worship with men's hands, as though he had need of anything, seeing he giveth to all life and breath and all things. And now, friend, is that not a fact? And now, friend, is that not the truth? And now, friend, he said he give unto them life, breath, and all things. Yes, he did. Yes, sir. And my friend, I like this next verse. And my friend, and he said, he hath made, my friend, of one blood all nations of men. And my friend, one blood, my friend. Thank God he made all nations of men. And you say, preacher, we're not of that bloodline, we're this bloodline. And my friend, brethren, according to this, yes, my friend, you're of one blood. And my friend, if so be, how that you know the Lord Jesus Christ. And my friend, brethren, and where did he put this bloodline? And my friend, what is the habitation of man? And my friend, think about it for just a minute. Brethren, and my friend, the Bible says here, glory, hallelujah. And my friend, it says, and hath made of, and my friend, of one blood, all nations of men. He says, for to dwell on all the face of the earth. And my friend, listen to me, and hath determined the times before appointed. And my friend, and the bounds of their habitation. And my friend, brethren, did you know that you had a, and my friend, a habitation? And my friend, did you know it had bounds on it? And my friend, yes, sir. And my friend, there's a lot of folks don't. And my friend, don't like to be fenced in. Oh, glory to God. And my friend, that I'll guarantee you. And my friend, if you worship the Lord, you're in the midst of a habitation. And my friend, and it's got bounds on it. And now, yes, sir, it's got boundary lines. And my friend, it's got marks. It's got posts. And my friend, it's got way marks. And now, yes, it does. And my friend, if you truly worship the Lord, and my friend, you'll worship him in spirit and in truth. And that's what the scripture teaches. And my friend, he said he wouldn't be worshiped with men's hands. And my friend, what could you give him? And my friend, have you ever thought? And my friend, he said over in the book of Romans, brethren, I beseech you, brethren, that you present your body. And my friend, a living sacrifice. And my friend, holy, acceptable unto God. Which is your reasonable service. And my friend, brethren, that don't mean nothing to you. Brethren, unless you got the Holy Ghost. How'd you know that? And my friend, brethren, the Holy Spirit. And my friend will teach you and guide you. And my friend, yes, it will. He is the teacher. And my friend, and he'll teach you. That ain't all. He'll keep you within the bounds. And my friend, yes, he will. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And my friend, I see in the scripture over there when you. And my friend, that of Isaac, I believe it was. Abraham, Isaac, and friend Jacob went Isaac's. My friend Isaac got them, and he is getting close to the end. My friend of his journey, and he is going to bless his son. My friend, he told Esau, he said, you go out. My friend, and kill the venison. My friend, and make ready. My friend, come again, and I'll bless you. My friend, why see that? My friend, you know the scripture. I ain't going to get into all of it. My friend, how Rachel, how Rebecca, my friend, how she dressed up that of Jacob. My friend, and he said, well, it's the speech of the younger, but it's the, my friend, it's the hair or the flesh of the elder. My friend, yes, sir. My friend, the Bible said that he charged Jacob. My friend, yes, he did. And brethren, and he said, go not. Go not. My friend, and get you a wife of the land of Canaan. My friend, that said, go down to your mother, father's, your mother's father's land. My friend, and get you a wife from there. My friend, go down to Laban, in other words. My friend, you know what Esau done. My friend, the very first thing he done. My friend, brethren, after he went out and wept bitterly. My friend, because he didn't receive the blessing. He had already sold his birthright. My friend, he most certainly had. Isaac probably didn't know that, but thank God Rebecca did. Yes, she most certainly did. My friend, yes. My friend, and she noted it. Yes, sir. My friend, brethren, that it was customary. My friend, that the blessing go down to the elder son. My friend, but that elder son sold his. My friend, yes, sir, for a little bowl of pottage. My friend, yes, sir, he is at the point of death. He said, I'm about to die. He said, what good is it? My friend, Jacob told him, he said, I'll give you some pottage. You give me your birthright. Now, yes, sir. My friend, listen to me. Now, my friend, brethren, let me go on. Esau, my friend, after he went out and wept bitterly because he didn't receive the blessing. My friend, brethren, he went out and married him a Canaanite. My friend, yes, sir, went exactly contrary. My friend, to that of the wish of his father. My friend, he heard him tell Jacob. My friend, yes, sir. Yes, sir, Jacob got over. My friend, and he headed down toward my friend, his mother's father's land. The Bible said, my friend, that he lit on a place. My friend, that night, did he not? My friend, and he put his head on a stone for a pillow. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Glory to God. My friend, and he seen angels. My friend, ascending and descending. Glory to God. My friend, I'm going to tell you something, folks. You might not have it, but thank God he's seen a way from earth to glory. Did he not? My friend, yes, sir. Yes, sir. He is in a place, my friend, he had never been. Hallelujah. My friend, the Bible says, my friend, that he told him over there.
my friend, when he come to himself, he said, surely, this is a dreadful place. My friend, he said, for this is none other than the Lord's house. My friend, the gates of heaven. My friend, yes, sir, they didn't have a way to heaven. Did you know that? My friend, no, sir. No, sir, don't tell me God bless. I didn't bless Jacob. My friend, I had a man to tell me. He said, Randy, you've got that all wrong. My friend, my friend, I said, it's a funny thing to me. My friend, that God blessed Jacob on his journey. My friend, yes, he did. Yes, he did. The Bible says, brethren, for he left her. Them stones he laid on for a pillow. My friend, he erected them and made a pillar out of them and called that place Bethel. My friend, yeah. My friend, the house of God. Glory. Glory. Surely the Lord was in this place. My friend, and he said, I knew it not. My friend, he said, Lord, if you'll go with me, my friend, and bring me back again out of this place. My friend, he said, I'll give a tenth unto thee. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. My friend, the Bible says he crossed that Jordan with a staff in his hand. That's all he had. My friend, was a staff in his hand. My friend, you know, my friend, I don't believe Jacob ever forgot the Lord. My friend, no, sir. I believe he depended on him. My, yes, sir. Depended on him to make his journey. My friend, I'll tell you, if me and you make it, brethren, we gonna have to have our faith and trust in the Lord Jesus Christ. My friend, if you ain't got it in him, you ain't gonna make it. My friend, no, sir, you can't make it. My friend, without him, no, you can't. My friend, Paul said, we don't worship God with men's hands. My friend, we don't build and erect temples for him to live in. My friend, yes, sir, he found him a dwelling place. My friend, yes, sir, he said, over the days of Isaiah, he said, where is the house that you'll build me? He said, the heavens is my throne, and the earth is my footstool. Where is the house that you build me? Where is the place of my rest? My friend, yes, sir, Isaiah, you can go and find it. My friend, the first and the second verse. He said, brethren, he said, to this man will I look. My friend, that be of a contrite spirit. My friend, and trembleth at my word. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. My friend, brethren, God, my friend, he'll dwell in a clean temple. Do you know that? My friend, he'll dwell in a clean house. My friend, preacher, I don't like that. My friend, I got news for you. My friend, you can't clean your house good enough. My friend, for Jesus to dwell in. My friend, no, you can't. My friend, if you could have, he wouldn't have come. No, sir. My friend, if you could do everything and get everything and keep everything just right. My friend, brethren, then Christ died in vain. My friend, but brethren, you couldn't do it. night, friend, brethren, but he will come into an empty, clean house. At night, friend, yes, sir, empty. At night, friend, you know the best thing you could do sometimes. You might think it's strange. At night, friend, but the best thing in this world you could do sometimes is come in the house of God empty. Glory. Hey, my friend, hallelujah. Hey, my friend, preacher, I don't know about that. Hey, my friend, I don't know. Hey, my friend, can I tell you something? Hey, my friend, the young little lad that brought the, my friend, the five fishes and two loaves. Hey, my friend, hear me. Hey, my friend, how many basketfuls did they take up? Hey, my friend, 12, wouldn't it? Hey, my friend, they had to be empty. Glory to God! Glory to God! Hey, my friend, they didn't leave empty. Hey, my friend, but thank God they brought some empty vessels. Yes, they did. Hey, my friend, it don't tell how many vessels. Hey, my friend, the little widow woman filled. My friend, my friend, but she told, she done exactly like the man of God said. My friend, she sent her sons out and said, you go bring me empty vessels. Bring not a few. My friend, yes, sir. Yes, sir. She took what little oil she had. I filled every one of them. Glory, hallelujah. Glory, hallelujah. My friend, brethren, how you listen to me. My friend, they couldn't. A man can't fill his own vessel. Do you know that? My friend, no, sir. No, sir. My friend, the Bible says in the book of John, I believe it is, when Jesus come to the wedding, my friend, the Cana of Galilee, my friend, brethren, they had run out of wine. Now they most certainly had. My friend, and what did he tell them? He said, go get you six my friend, vessels. My friend, barrels. Yes, sir. He said, and fill them with water. My friend, to the brim. Glory to God! Glory, hallelujah! My friend, you may not see. My friend, what I see. My friend, I can't help it. My friend, brethren, the weak. The law was weak. My friend, in that it could not bring redemption. Glory to God! My friend, believe it or not, them six barrels represented that of the law. My friend, yes, sir, and that water wasn't going to do nothing for them. As you know that. My friend, brethren, he brought them. And they brought them six barrels full. My friend, and they started giving out. My friend, you know what some of them told him. Told the master. I said, how is it that you've saved the best wine until the last? Glory to God! My friend, you don't think it was a new day? My friend, when Jesus Christ come into this world, my friend, the Bible says he fulfilled the law. Thank God, and brought righteousness. Yes, he did. Yes, he did. My friend, yeah. Yes, he didn't do away with the law. Brethren, he fulfilled it. nigh friend, but brethren, he brought something with him. Yes, sir. He brought the Spirit and the power of God. My friend, did he not? Yes, sir. Did he not? My friend, we're a habitation. My friend, have you ever read or heard? My friend, somebody read about the shepherd. My friend, the shepherd has sheep. Did you know that? My friend, and he has sheep of the field. There he is. My friend, yes, sir. And he said in one place, my friend, he said, we have another flock. That's not of this flock. My friend, no, sir. Thank God. My friend, who was it, Ezekiel? My friend that had the two sticks over there. My friend, yes, sir, and he had two of them. Yes, he did. My friend, and he told him, put them in his hand. Yes, sir. He put them in his hand. He said, brethren, when he opened his hand, they become one. Yes, glory. Glory, hallelujah. My friend, preacher, what are you talking about? My friend, and hath made of one blood all nations. Glory, hallelujah. My friend, brethren, there's no more Jew nor Greek. My friend, bond nor free. Scythian or barbarian. No, sir. My friend, we're all one. Glory, hallelujah. My friend, and we are the habitation. My friend of God. Yes, we are. My friend, brethren, he ain't ever going to build no temple. My friend, you say, preacher, they destroyed it two or three times. My friend over there, and they still trying to round up enough material, thank God, to build. I ain't trying to be funny, but I'm going to tell you something. My friend, it's a funny thing. David didn't have no problem. Oh, glory to God. They hewed the timber before it ever reached the side. My friend, the stones was cut. My friend, yes, sir. Fitting in their place. My friend, I'm going to tell you something. You may not like it. My friend, I had people to say, preacher, he's still hammering me in. My friend, I'm glad to say there ain't no sound of a hammer in this temple. Glory, glory, hallelujah, glory, hallelujah. My friend, you want to know? My friend, you want to know why that temple fit? My friend, brethren, it was built by God. You said they put, my friend, the hewers of the wood, my friend, the masons of the stone. My friend, you say, preacher, they had to put all that together. Yeah, but thank God they didn't have to beat it in place. My friend, the night I got saved, my friend, he didn't hammer me in. No, sir. No, sir. Glory to God. My friend, you say, preacher, you talk like you're part of a building. My friend, I am. My friend, you can go to the 21st chapter. My friend, of the book of Revelation. My friend, and you can read about that building. My friend, that's built four square. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. My friend, she's as long as she is wide. My friend, and she is as high as she is. My friend, in length. Yes, sir. What is a building four square? side, friend, the Bible says, on each side. She got four sides. At night, friend, and on each side, my friend, there's three gates. Yes, sir, made of one several pearl. At night, friend, yes, sir. At night, friend, hear me. Hear me. At night, friend, it don't matter what race or nationality you are. At night, friend, you've got access to this building. At night, friend, through the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. At night, yes, you do. Yes, you do. At night, friend, brethren, can I say this? At night, friend, you know I don't ever find where Paul, at night, friend, worried too much about who he was. My friend, or too much about what he is capable of doing. Oh, glory to God. At night, friend, I just believe, thank God, when God got a hold of him. At night, friend, and turned his life around. At night, friend, he found a willing servant. At night, friend, yes, sir, God found a willing servant. At night, friend, and his name was Saul. But thank God, we gonna call him Paul. Hey, yes, sir. Yeah. My friend, old Saul vanished away. Yes, he did. Yes, he did. Glory, hallelujah. My friend, and Paul took over. Yes, sir. My friend, you hear me? My friend, Paul probably didn't have, brethren, enough strength. You know, in stature, they say he was a smaller man. At night, friend, and had a weak and a frail body. At night, friend, yes, sir. Yes, sir. At night, friend, but brethren, I got news for you. At night, friend, when the Lord give him a message, at night, friend, they wouldn't, none of them could handle him. Glory to God! Think about it. At night, friend, thank God I'm part of this building. Yes, sir, and I ain't talking about these four walls. At night, friend, brethren, but I'm a part of the building of God. At night, friend, I'm an heir of God, joint heir with Jesus Christ. At night, friend, a king and a priest and a royal priesthood. At night, friend, I don't know. At night, friend, they not a whole lot I can do. At night, friend, as far as natural, physical. At night, friend, but you hear me. At night, friend, brethren, it come between me and the Lord. At night, friend, thank God we can do just like David said. At night, friend, I've been made to run through a troop. At night, friend, I've been made to leap over a wall. Glory, hallelujah. At night, friend, by my God. At night, friend, yes, sir. Yes, sir, by my God. At night, friend, that's the God I'd like to talk to you about. How'd you know that? At night, friend, Paul said, I said he don't dwell in temples made with hands. At night, friend, he's made us all one blood of all men, of all nations, for to dwell on all the face of the earth. And hath determined the times before appointed, and the bounds of their habitation. Listen. Whether you'll have it or not. He says that they should seek the Lord if haply they might feel after him. And find him, though he be not far from every one of us. I'm about to give out. I ain't finished, but I'm just about to give out. There's
There's more in here than I'll ever get around to anyway. But he says, for in him we live and move and have our being. He's not far from every one of us. People don't realize, my friend, that when you take a breath, when you just breathe in and breathe out, that's a blessing. Do you know that? Have you ever lost your breath? You ever got to the place, my friend, that you, was trying to breathe and couldn't breathe? Some crazy things happen sometimes, but I'll tell you. When you really think about it, I believe Paul, David wrote over in one place, and he talked about how frail I am. How frail I am. You know, you get something hung in that windpipe and you won't suck it in. Preacher, I'll do it through my nose. It won't happen. It won't happen. I'm telling you. Not enough. You got to have air. Yes, sir. You got to have air. You get that throat, them vocal cords, that tube down through there, you get them clogged up, my friend, and you'll gasp for breath. Breath. You know what? You'll thank God that you got one more. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And pray it don't happen long. Huh? Pray it don't happen long. Because you know what? You don't bring it in, my friend, you're going to die.
That's right.
You hear that? You're going to die. Your body needs it. You need it to be living. Yes, sir. How frail. How frail we are. How frail. But we got a big God. Do you know that? We got a big God. We got one, thank God, that's greater than all. Is he not? I'm glad to be here tonight, and I'm glad you're here. Hope you got something out of the message. I'll hush. Ain't no need me carrying on. I'll give you what I had. Probably give you more than I had. It's amazing how the Lord opens things up sometimes.